Nysha Kemilev. With the arrival of German-Romanian armies to the city of Kerch in October 1941, on the second day, the fascist authorities started bringing the new order to the city of Kerch. The beginning of their order first came to Jewish families. All Jewish families living in the city of Kerch were announced to come without positions to Sinaia Square. The announcement mentioned that in case of failure to arrive, the people who fail to come will be shot on the spot. Therefore, all the Jewish families, the old and women with children, gathered on Sinaia Square. This turned out to be the mass extermination of Jews. In the course of 15 to 16 days, the Jewish families came to Sinaia Square, and daily the Gestapo transported them by trucks to Bagarov tank ditch, where children were poisoned and adults shot. In this way, in the course of 16 days, all the Jewish families were brutally tortured to death and exterminated. Those who were hiding in apartments, the Gestapo found with the help of traitors and shot the fugitives on the spot. After the extermination of the Jewish families, the German beasts began to exterminate the local Crimeans, Krimchaks, in the same way. In the meanwhile, the population of Kerch had to follow a special regime. One could only walk the streets until 3 p.m. Those who broke the time mentioned were arrested and never came back. On the 28th of December 1941, all the Roma families were arrested and sent to prison. On the next day, all of them were loaded onto 12 trucks and transported to the tank ditch. People were half naked. It was frosty. There was a snowstorm. Children and women screamed terribly. Everyone knew they faced a horrible death. The guards were Romanian, but standing about 50 meters away from the Bagarov ditch were German soldiers with machine guns. The people were unloaded from the truck one by one and directed towards the anti-tank ditch. There they fell into the pit, shot by German gunners. My father and I were in the second batch to be shot. People came up to the pit almost insane. I hugged my father and wanted to say farewell. At this time, there sounded some more shots. Several people fell dead. Around the ditch were pieces of human brains, torn clothes. The tank ditch was filled with human but unrecognizable corpses. When the second round of machine guns went on, I fell with my father on the corpses and put a dead person above me. German gunners shot their machine guns. Many people were not hit to death. Afterwards, the Germans were shooting the wounded. It was then when I was wounded in the left shoulder and fainted. Later, I came round and saw my surviving father next to me. With my father's help, at night I crawled out of the pile of bodies and by morning reached the village of Churbash. In such a way I survived and saved my father. But before my eyes still stands the monstrous torment by the German occupants.